Former J.P. Morgan, ex-Barclays boss accused of exchanging explicit photos of underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. The Aegis Alliance. Jes Staley, who used to be the chief executive of Barclays, has been accused of engaging in conversations with the deceased billionaire and convicted child sex offender and trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, regarding images of young underage girls in sexually suggestive positions. A lawsuit filed in the United States alleges that 66-year-old Jes Staley is alleged to have transmitted over 1,200 emails with Jeffrey Epstein, in which they discussed Disney princesses. That Epstein allegedly arranged for Staley and exchanged messages about. Additionally, the lawsuit claims that Epstein also sent Staley photographs of young girls posing explicitly. The aforementioned accusations against Staley, which he denies, have been included in recently filed court papers for a lawsuit in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The lawsuit is aimed at Staley's previous employer, the U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase, and Staley is not directly involved in the lawsuit as a party. The U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit accuses J.P. Morgan of aiding Jeffrey Epstein's trafficking of women and underage girls. As part of the lawsuit, it alleges that Staley maintained communication with Epstein even after the financier was charged with soliciting a minor for prostitution and placed under house arrest in 2008. According to the lawsuit, in July 2010, Staley sent an email to Epstein, which read, "Maybe they're tracking you. That was fun. Say hi to Snow White." In response, Epstein asked, "What character would you like next?" Staley replied with, "Beauty and the Beast," to which Epstein retorted with, "Well, one side is available." ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. The USVI lawsuit also alleges that Staley may have visited Epstein at his residence in Palm Beach, Florida. The lawsuit notes that on January 8, 2009, which was around the time of Staley's planned visit, Epstein wired $2,000 from his J.P. Morgan account to a girl with an Eastern European surname. As per the lawsuit, in August 2009, Staley informed Epstein that he would be traveling to the UK. In response, Epstein asked if Staley needed anything while in London, to which Jes Staley replied, "Yep." On August 31, 2009, Epstein wired $3,000 from his J.P. Morgan account to the same girl with the Eastern European surname whom he paid in January of the same year. In another message between Staley and Epstein, Staley expressed gratitude towards Epstein by saying, "I owe you much." The lawsuit further claims that Staley may have visited Epstein's private island of Little St. James in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It is worth noting that much of Epstein's alleged abuse is said to have taken place on the island. This is one of the reasons why the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands has filed the lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, accusing the bank of having direct and actual knowledge of Epstein's sex trafficking venture. J.P. Morgan has declined to comment on the recent allegations against Staley. The bank has previously requested the court to dismiss the lawsuit, stating that it did not take part in or benefit from Epstein's sex trafficking activities. Reuters reported a statement made in December when the bank argued that Jane Doe 1 is a survivor of Epstein's sexual abuse, and she is entitled to justice, but has filed baseless allegations against the wrong party. The lawsuit alleges that at least 20 individuals who were victims of trafficking and sexual assault at Epstein's properties, including Little St. James in New York, received payments through J.P. Morgan accounts. The women were allegedly trafficked and abused over different time periods between 2003 and July 2019, when Epstein was arrested and jailed. They reportedly received multiple payments, totaling over $1 million collectively, between 2003 and 2013. According to the court records, Epstein is said to have taken out over $775,000 in cash from his J.P. Morgan accounts during that same period. This fact is notable since Epstein was known to use cash to pay for massages or sexual acts. The USVI lawsuit also alleges that although J.P. Morgan employees expressed concerns about Epstein, the bank did not take appropriate action. Specifically, in 2010, the bank's risk management division discussed new allegations made against Epstein by some employees. An employee told others through an internal email conversation, "See below new allegations of an investigation related to child trafficking. Are you still comfortable with this client who is now a registered sex offender?" The filing went on to note that, in J.P. Morgan's January 2011 review of Epstein's accounts, the bank concluded there were no material updates. But added, a few news stories during 2010 connect Jeffrey Epstein to human trafficking. The coverage team all met to discuss the situation and agreed to enhance monitoring and document a discussion with the client. The lawsuit continues, writing that Jes Staley discussed the topic with Jeffrey Epstein, who replied there was no truth to the allegations, no evidence, and was not expecting any problems. While declining to comment, Staley's attorney had stated before that, "We wish to make it expressly clear that our client had no involvement in any of the alleged crimes committed by Mr. Epstein." A separate U.S. lawsuit filed last month alleges that Staley personally witnessed Epstein sexually abusing underage women. One of Jeffrey Epstein's victims has filed a lawsuit that names Jis Staley, who stepped down as the CEO of Barclays in November 2021. The lawsuit accuses Staley of having a relationship with Epstein and personally observing the sexual abuse of young women. Jane Doe 1 is filing a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court against J.P. Morgan, where Staley served as the CEO of its private bank until 2013 and had Epstein as a client. In 2019, Jeffrey Epstein was discovered dead in a New York prison cell while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. Prior to that, he had previously made a plea deal in Florida for sex crimes. As the old saying goes, Epstein didn't kill himself. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.